I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Gene Marks, back from the road to report on the business of America's small business. And there is reason to celebrate. What are we looking at that Congress has achieved on the House floor?
Well, this is on the House floor, so the Senate still has to vote on this. But they did pass a really important bill, I think, for a lot of small business. It's the Small Business Innovative Research Grants Programs. It has provided for years programs for a lot of technology companies. These are grant programs to help them, grow. They're targeted at very, very, small companies. A lot of them do research for the Defense Department, but that's certainly not required, but it's government funding that provides them to help them at the very early stage do research and development. They either get contracts or they get grants to do this. It is funded just countless small businesses over decades. And it has been one of those things that I personally know many businesses that have benefited from these grants. It was stated to expire this year, and the House voted to extend the program. It came as a recommendation from the Small Business Committee, the House Small Business Committee, which does great work. And so now the House, overwhelmingly voted to extend it. It goes to the Senate. I'm expecting to see it be passed in the Senate and signed by the president. So I think for a lot of small tech companies, they're going to continue to have the availability of this grant to fund their research and development, particularly when they're startups.
Two AI stories going in different directions. First, Gene files at medium.com. About hallucinations. What's that?
What's that? Come on, John. You're using AI all the time, right?
I wanted to give you the drum roll, Gene Marks. What is it?
You know what? I mean, come on. Hallucinations are obviously the. See, John, when you're in the technology business, remember my firm does a lot of technology consulting. John, we're never wrong. We've never been wrong. Whenever something goes wrong, it's always the software's fault, or it's a bug, or it's a hardware problem. Well, now the technology people that make up all the AI platforms that you and I and so many people are using, we all find that our AI chatbots sometimes are wrong, right? I mean, we ask it a question or we have it do research. I mean, I lean heavily on Perplexity and ChatGPT to do research for my columns, but I have to validate every single thing because I will literally ask ChatGPT, provide me with data to back up this claim, and it does. And then I'm like, show me the source. And I'm telling you, 20% of the time it'll come back to me and be like, I don't have a source, actually. It was wrong. when that happens, like, it doesn't even say it's wrong. It's just I don't have the source, that's now the tech company. They know the tech people that make this stuff don't say that they were wrong. They just say that the chatbot was hallucinating. It came up with something, incorrect. So now if you're on Jeopardy and you don't answer a question correctly, really, according to the AI world, you're just hallucinating. That's why you didn't answer the Jeopardy question correctly. So just be careful about this stuff. I wrote a piece in Forbes that got a lot of traction, mainly because there was recent surveys that find how so many people, the majority of people that are using AI, still don't trust AI. There is a real credibility gap going on. Microsoft and Google, those guys are at fault for releasing products that are, still not completely ready for prime time. And they do it so that they can stay up to speed and, please their shareholders and be in the news. But the downside is the consumers, you and me, we use this stuff. And sometimes it's just, it's not altogether right. And it really does hurt their credibility. And I think a lot of that is what's going on right now. And on top of that, a lot of big companies who have been implementing AI solutions for customer service and software development and those kinds of applications, a lot of them are struggling. There was, a recent report from MIT that just came out a few weeks ago that said like this massive amount of companies, like it was like 98% of companies where their AI projects are failing because it's just not coming back with accurate enough and reliable enough information that a business can rely on it to run its core operations. So all that is happening right now. We see it at the consumer level. People trying to use, you see it, John, trying to use your AI chatbots. They're not always right. So they're fun and they're good and they're helpful, but you just can't, run a core business operation on this stuff yet. And the software companies themselves, I think, have hurt themselves by rushing this stuff out the door. And that was the basis of the column that I wrote.
Gene Marks, small business columnist, The Guardian and The Enquirer. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,